on campus
and online.
This
is URN.
Now, the case that I always come back to with cancel culture, not to stray too far away from the Rex Orange County news, is that of Chris Pratt, the Hollywood A-list actor. Mm. Now, people have tried to cancel him a number of times, and yet he still gets coming back. Now, is that due to the testament of pretty much every co-star he's ever worked with? Not all of them saying, like, he's the best, you know, their best friend they've ever known, but saying they've seen no evidence to believe that Chris Pratt would be in any way against that kind of thing. People still keep coming for him. So at this point, do we believe evidence of everybody coming out and saying that he's worked with, saying he doesn't behave like this? I mean, there is the one about he had his first child was with his first wife, was born with a disability. His second child with his second wife, born without a disability, born like an able-bodied baby, and he used the word healthy to describe it. Now, people quick to cancel him, other people saying he just meant, he just was sort of providing an update on the fact that, you know, him and his baby were both okay while they were just been born and everything. What do we think on cases like that? Because people keep wanting to cancel him, so does that suggest that there might be a reason, or do we believe the people that know him better than the general TikTok public?
I think in cases like that, when there's not a criminal element to it in the same sense as this, when it's more sort of Twitter.
Just for context, the other things that he'd been tried to be cancelled for is because he's quite a Christian man. And
wasn't there something to do with Trump as well at one point, or like he was?
Yeah, the apparent. You see, I don't even know if that one was true or not.
But isn't that a homophobic church?
It was so apparently yes. So he's apparently attached to a homophobic church, but then apparently he's never been to that church, or he went to it once whilst on location somewhere, sort of not really aware of what the church was. But yes, the church that he is supposedly attached to is a homophobic church. It's actually come out that he doesn't actually attend the same church on a regular basis, so it's difficult to tell what the truth is.
I think it's, on a more sort of general sense, it's quite a slippery slope, really, the sort of trial by internet. Because I think you really take away from the sort of the merits of actually evidence-based sort of thinking. I think it's got a lot to do with social media. The only thing I would say, though, on sort of like a cultural level, coming back to the Rex Orange County stuff, is I remember when earlier this year the whole sort of story, and again that was the same with him being charged with like Mason Greenwood in terms of football. I don't know how familiar people are with that.
Yeah.
What I found quite interesting in sort of the difference between it is when that happened on Twitter, there was a real sort of sense of like a divide over people who were like, oh, but he's a good football player, and people who were saying, well, that's not an excuse. Whereas with this, I haven't got TikTok anymore, taking myself off it. But I with this, I felt like there was more of a consensus that people should at least sort of put him on hold until, yeah, he has been tried. But a sort of sense that, yeah, he's probably been cancelled. But yeah, I think the sort of, yeah, cancel culture in a more general sense can be quite a slippery slope towards a society where nothing's based on evidence. But in this case, I mean, if he's been charged, that means the police had enough evidence to bring it to court. So I guess then you make up the mind for yourself.
I just feel like cancel culture, I agree with like Cora, it's like everyone jumps on the bandwagon, but it never sticks.
Yeah.
It's like with James Charles, with Jeffree Star, with all these people, they end up like still being famous, and like they'll do something wrong and then they'll send out an apology video, they'll cry, and then they'll just like everyone will forget about it, and then they'll just continue making music, and then it'll happen again, and it's like a cycle. So like no one's ever like cancelled and their career's like ruined, even though it's a really bad thing they've done.
So I feel like it never works. From your perspective, is it that cancel culture isn't necessarily a bad or a good thing, it's kind of just irrelevant because it doesn't work?
Yeah
okay. I'd agree with that, especially maybe with influencers and stuff as well, because I think they control their own career much more than like an actor or a musician who can get dropped from the label. Whereas influencers is like a whole own brand, you can just keep posting videos, like Logan Paul filming someone dead and then just came back and everyone just forgets about it and just boxes or whatever.
So we have reached 6 o'clock, however there is no slot here at the moment, Ben, so despite the fact that I'm the head of station, I'm going to put it to you. Are we allowed to carry on? Because this is quite a good discussion.
That is your decision. If there's space after,
go. There is a space after, so this will not be happening every week, but because it's our first week and we haven't quite managed to squeeze everything in, the conversation I then wanted to have about the Rex Orange County thing is, Rex Orange County is not the first person to have sexual assault allegations made to him in the music industry. We've got someone in prison for it in R. Kelly, probably many more that we're not about to mention as well, and then we have obviously the likes of Michael Jackson, who the allegations have never been confirmed. He couldn't be charged, really, because he was dead before they came out. But the conversation, which you might be expecting from the way I've led this up, is, can we separate the artist from the music? So is it okay to still listen to Rex Orange County? We might put on the back burner right now because it's quite fresh. Is it still okay to listen to Michael Jackson music, R. Kelly music, other musicians that have been in trouble for the same thing or similar things? Maybe we'll do a quick roundup like we have done for the rest. Will?
I think it's a spectrum. Like, I personally wouldn't listen. I mean, I don't really like Michael Jackson's music. That's my first opinion. But I probably wouldn't listen to. I think if they've been convicted of something, that's quite different. I think the one for me, as you said, Jack, as an indie soft boy myself, the one for me would be something like The Smiths. Morrissey's not a very nice person. But I think in terms of that, I can probably separate that because it's not just one person's work, it's a band's work. But I think if someone's been convicted of something, you've got to sort of ask yourself whether. I mean, a good example of it would be someone like
Kasabian.
Well, Kasabian's one. What's his name? The
Chris Brown.
Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a lot of mates who are very into Chris Brown. I say a lot of mates, people I know who are very into Chris Brown. But that's something that I probably, I think it's the line between someone who just has bad opinions and maybe it's like a. Yeah, and so the case of someone like The Smiths, where I would say yeah. But
before we move on to Cora, because if you sort of think about that, Kanye West. Yeah. Now, a lot of people in the rap industry have been in trouble with the law for a variety of different reasons. Quite a lot of them more sort of violence and murder more than sexual assault allegations or anything like that. But Kanye West, now, to my knowledge, never been to prison.
Mm. Yeah.
But one of the most controversial men on the planet quite consistently, and yet everybody goes wild when a new album comes out. And I still, I mean, I'm not a big fan necessarily, but I still listen to some of his older stuff. Is that all right? What do we think, Cora?
I think I do agree with Will. That is a bit of a spectrum. I do, however, I wouldn't judge it by whether they're convicted or not, because like with Kanye West, he's not convicted of anything, but he's openly controversial online all the time in a sphere that's very unregulated. And a lot of the time you will have musicians, singers, influencers never making it to the court point of their of the allegations, because they're paying, they're getting settlements made and they're silencing victims, or they're just trying to brush it under the carpet. And I feel like that would also influence whether or not you would continue listening to their stuff. And particularly with Kanye West, he's just constantly digging a bigger grave for himself. He's really digging a hole there. And it's, for me personally, I wouldn't listen to any of the people's work if they have had accusations made against them, because a lot of time accusations come from some form of truth, even if it's not entirely all the time what it's made out to be in the media, because the media does sometimes exaggerate things, kind of make it bigger than what it actually is, just to get the views. So
in terms of Michael Jackson, then, what do you think?
That's an interesting one. I personally, with the allegations coming out, I did look into the evidence. I did look into all the stories. And I do think a lot of people, some people may have been telling the truth. Others were just kind of jumping on the bandwagon, the same as cancel culture. I do have an interesting story related to that, actually. Because my secondary school drama teacher met Michael Jackson when she was in Australia, and she was only 5 at the time, and they all went to his hotel room in their swimming costumes as part of like a swim, they were part of a swim team for their school, and they were asked to go in those costumes because it was their uniform. And looking back, my teacher said it's very controversial, because she told us that story at the time when all the allegations came out. And it does make you think that potentially something did happen there. Although his music was fun, like I did really enjoy his music growing up, I do sometimes sit there questioning it, because you just don't know the truth, because of the fact it's after he's died.
It is, and they also have people sort of like Macaulay Culkin is the sort of big example, who came out and defended him. Now, they had a very odd friendship, shall we say, given the age gap, but Macaulay Culkin defended him till the last. Now, is that an example? Is that an evidence from grooming, or is that genuinely him telling the truth? We probably won't ever know. Eleanor, I'm going to same conversation.
I think it's a really hard thing to maintain, kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Barring any artists, or even not just artists, but what I was then thinking was people that are dodgy in kind of high ends of power. So if you look at Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates, there was some stuff that came out about him talking to, like, sending really weird emails to some of his, like, staff members that were in position, he was in a position of power, and they felt really weird about it. It's like, we're not going to stop using Microsoft products, obviously. We're not going to stop using Amazon, even though the controversy surrounding that. So I think it's hard to maintain that kind of thing. It's easier with an artist, because you can just kind of go cold turkey on their music. My thing with it would be if the royalties are still going to them. So with R. Kelly, I think he's going to prison. Pretty sure he's been convicted.
Yeah, I think he's in prison already.
He's in prison. So I would doubt that the royalties are going to him, maybe to his family. So I think that's where I would draw the line. And obviously with Michael Jackson, it would be going to his family, his estate, which, you know, you can argue what you want with it, but it's not going to him.
So. Is it worth mentioning as well, though, it kind of does also make a difference in that one of them's R. Kelly, in that we probably all know one song, and it's okay, on a musically talking, not anything else, on a musically speaking thing, whereas Michael Jackson was, for the time he was alive, the king of pop music.
Yeah.
That makes it a little bit more difficult. I'm just going to come to Ben quickly before we come over to you.
I hate to be that guy. I couldn't tell you an R. Kelly song. That was all I wanted to say.
Do not
Ignition.
Remix of Ignition. Remix to Ignition. No.
Wait,
yeah,
really?
That's true.
I've heard it. I probably have heard it in passing,
I was going to say we'll play you it, but I'm not going to play it right now.
Maybe not.
No. Omay.
I feel like it's a really fine line. I don't know. I mean, I personally would stop. So I'm into that quite rap, British rap as well, and I'm not sure if you've heard of, like, Octavian.
Yeah,
and it came out that he like assaulted his girlfriend or something. So I stopped listening to him because she had evidence and stuff. So if there's evidence and he's been, like, not like convicted, but there's strong evidence shows that she's not lying, or like the victim's not lying, then I think I would stop, because I just feel like I shouldn't be, because they are singing about bad stuff. I don't know, but yeah, I would stop, but I don't know.
Okay, well, just actually on that note, on the whole evidence side of it, Will, you brought up Mason Mount's trial, or not trial, because I don't actually think it ever, sorry, not Mason Mount, yeah, Mason Greenwood, my God, no, the Pulse likes Mason Mount, he's a nice guy, as far as we know, Mason Greenwood, now, that seemed to be an absolute plethora of evidence, and yet the internet was still divided. That was earlier in the year. Mason Greenwood, for those of you that don't know, is a Manchester United footballer, young, but very, very promising. Deadly on both feet, very good goal scorer, and his girlfriend actually sent, did she put it on Twitter or Instagram or something?
I can't remember how it was released, but there was like a recording where you could quite clearly say, and I mean, it's stuff that you wouldn't even want to really repeat.
No, it was horrible. I listened to it, and I think I had to turn it off before the end, because it was awful to listen
and
to.
And I think she had pictures of her
pictures
face,
of her bruises and everything, which, again, if we're going back to the Johnny Depp case, there was plenty of pictures of bruises from both of them, and does anyone really know the truth about them still? Probably not. So, but the Mason Mount one still divided the internet despite... I might have to send an apology letter to Chelsea. Chelsea FC, I'm really sorry. Mason Mount, I'm really sorry. Please win the World Cup. Thank you. So Greenwood's is... Do we think then more... open and shut than the Rex Orange County one, or are we pretty sure that they're both as equally, you know, guilty?
I think, yeah, with that one, there must be evidence for the Rex Orange County one, because he wouldn't have been charged if there wasn't. But I think with the Mason Greenwood one, it was quite clear. But I thought the interesting thing was the cultural sort of flip between the football side of it being that football fans were quite... that, you know, I remember seeing in like on like Twitter, people like, oh, but he's really good, you know, he's real, and it's
yeah,
like,
there wasn't a good argument against it, was it? It was just that he can score some goals.
Yeah, whereas what I've seen on Twitter for this seems to be a more unanimous thing of people almost feeling really quite disappointed.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the better conversation to have.
Yeah, because it is worth noting as well that Rex Orange County, his sort of aesthetic and quite a lot of his songs were quite endearing.
Sort and of had that whole wholesome thing going.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Like, some of his songs were just like described like a, like staying in together, that kind of whole feeling, and having your, you know, that kind of romantic songwriting, which you might not associate with someone that has done such, potentially done such awful things.
I hate to bring this one up, but you could kind of relate that to the Jimmy Savile case, where he was literally the nation's darling for the entire time. I felt really posh saying that.
Yeah, you sounded really posh. Darling. Right, Craig Revel Hallward.
He was like the nation's treasure, and then after he died, all of the revelations came out, all of the allegations, and the truth just came forward. So it's very much a lot of abusers and perpetrators are likely to hide what they're doing behind closed door underneath all of the good things they're releasing. And again, it begs the question of, should we continue listening to their work? Should we even acknowledge their work when they've done such horrible things?
Yeah, we'll actually use that as our final question. And it's also a bit of a criticism of ourselves. Should we be talking about it? We are still giving Rex Orange County a platform. We are still giving all these other people that have done horrific things a platform. Now, it might be easier to do with someone like Andrew Tate, who, as we know, the correct response. hasn't, for, you know, in terms of what the police think, done anything horrifically illegal. Although he is banned from a few countries, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. No biggie.
Yeah, but then some countries have some questionable laws, as I'm sure we'll come on to closer to the World Cup. But so it's easier to cancel him because he's still going. Not cancel, sorry. It's easier to say we shouldn't give him a platform because he's still going. He's still trying to put content out, so we just ignore him. And we say, right, we'll not do it, but he is still... It's easy to ignore because he's actually... There's things to ignore. It's hard to ignore someone that's dead, like Michael Jackson or Rex Orange County, who probably won't release anything for the foreseeable future now, and, you know, dependent on how the trial goes in January.
It is interesting, really, isn't it? Because I think if you were someone... who was a victim of something like this, and you were listening and you heard almost there sort of being this debate about, well, should we continue to listen to his music? Yeah, you wonder whether in terms of a debate, whether it almost draws the line at this should be a matter for sort of police and whatever. And if you were listening and you were thinking, oh, well, they're currently debating whether or not we should listen to someone who, if you're in that situation yourself, yeah, it probably would be quite a galling thing to hear.
Yeah,
I find it all a bit weird, mainly because of the sort of mania around celebrities, where people feel if it's something that happened to you, you'd feel like, how could there be any other interpretation of it? Because it's someone that's a celebrity.
Yeah,
there's sort of this debate of, well, should we keep on listening to them? Should we? But that wouldn't happen in a normal situation. You wouldn't have like say if this happened to a normal person, you would have them going, oh, but they do such great, I don't know, plumbing or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, that wouldn't be a debate.
No,
but because it's a celebrity, it's a whole thing.
Cora, but seeing as you are tentatively grabbing the mic, my question is the solution then to put people that haven't necessarily been convicted, do we put them on hold for now? Do we say, I'm going to take a break from you if it turns out that this is a false allegation, which, you know, again, we don't like to say because we don't want to, like, silence a victim, but if this is a false allegation, do we then listen to him again once it's all cleared up?
I think that's something that's down to the individual, really. If you feel comfortable listening to him again, then that's okay if it is false allegations. But if you don't, that's also okay too. I was just also going to add that with the whole celebrities being in the forefront, and not to gloat, but I'm a trustee for a sexual abuse charity. And I think having open discussions like this, even though it is harrowing and it is quite uncomfortable for a lot of people, discussing celebrities' allegations and the charges they face actually opens up discussions and encourages people to come forward about similar experiences they've had. It encourages them to report because it shows that even the people at the top can't get away with these criminal things. And I think that's really important. So particularly if we put a celebrity on hold and don't really interact with their work anymore, it kind of shows somewhat, even if it was false allegations, you're showing sympathy and support for other victims that are out there. It's not really just about that person, it's about kind of those who are suffering the issue too.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
On campus
and online,
this is URN.